Morning News with Dan Potter, Rick Corey with me, and we've got to talk in depth here about the purchase of the building that used to house Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Tulsa, by the Muskogee National Council last night in an apparent unanimous vote. Joining us live on the KRMG Morning News is Principal Chief David Hill. Chief Hill, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for being with us. I do want to go in depth about several things, including what some have called the rebranding of the Muskogee Creek Nation and dropping Creek from that. And we'll get into all of that here in a little bit. But and I do want to talk to your health secretary, too, Sean Terry, about the specifics of the purchase. But maybe you can give us a kind of an overview of why the Muskogee Nation was interested in buying this facility.
Once I seen that on the news, I immediately called Mr. Terry, which Mr. Terry had already thought about it and discussed it and started doing the groundwork. I think it's a big win to do this for the Muskogee Creek Nation as well as the Tulsa area. We've always had a great relationship with Tulsa, and it's just another way on how we can work together.
This is going to be a public hospital, right? Not just for tribe members.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Be open to the public.
And so you heard it on the news. You got with Sean Terry. You said, we need to pursue this. And he said, Chief, I'm already on it, it sounds like. Were you, before you heard that CTCA was going to close, were you already in the market for another facility? Because we understand you're getting a couple thousand hospitalizations. Was it a week or a day in Okemah and Okmulgee?
About a month, yes.
About a month, okay. But still pretty good traffic there. Were you already looking for a third hospital?
No, we really were not.
Okay. Well, if you'd be so kind, we'll have you pass the phone over to Secretary of Health Sean Terry and get some specifics about it. But we'll talk again here before this is all over, because I do want to talk about the name change and all of that. And I think you have some misconceptions about it you want to clear up too. But in the meantime, let's talk to Mr. Terry if we can.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. 7:38, the Secretary of Health for the Muskogee Nation is Sean Terry. Good morning, Mr. Terry.
Hey, good morning.
So we heard the chief say that you guys really weren't in the market for a hospital when this came open, but you jumped on it. Sounds like you were even ahead of the chief on the idea. Why did it appeal to you, and why do you think it's a good thing for the Muskogee Nation and for Tulsa in general?
I think one of the things that happened earlier in the year with the pandemic, when all of the hospitals in Tulsa were full, we rely on our emergency rooms. We transfer out about 60% of the patients to the Tulsa market when they have to go to a higher level of care. And really, for the first time, rural health care during this pandemic, we could not get patients out of our hospitals to tertiary centers in Tulsa. And it put us in a real predicament of trying to take care of critically ill people in these small communities that we just didn't really have the capability to do that. So that planted the seed in our mind that we needed to have a place that if we are in that situation again, that we can get people transferred to a higher level of care and take care of our people.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
But that was really that's really what had planted the seed. And then when Cancer Treatment Centers made the announcement that they were closing, we thought this could really be the mechanism for us to do that.
So is your intent then to make this a general hospital, so to speak, with general health care, or will it have specializations?
Eventually, I hope that we can have it as a broad acute care hospital. I think in the short term, we'll focus on more specialty care. There is about 50 med-surg acute care beds in that hospital that will eventually be able to grow into that. But in the short term, we'll focus on that outpatient specialty care.
Okay. Well, I know that you not only bought the building, but any furniture and equipment that remain inside. CTCA, of course, was a cancer treatment hospital. Are you getting some good cancer treatment tools?
We'll know today. We're going to be able to do a walkthrough, hopefully, here in just a couple of hours, and look at what's in there. And we've had various specialists throughout Tulsa reach out to us and said that they would like to work with us at that location. So we really just haven't been able to evaluate everything that's inside and what's going to happen over the next several weeks, but it's going to happen quickly.
What are the greatest health needs of the Muscogee Nation, the people of the Muscogee Nation?
Well, it's no secret that when you look at Native Americans in general, diabetes is really just one of the plagues of our tribe. And so we really spend a lot of time fighting diabetes and all of the other diseases that manifest with diabetes, whether that's coronary artery disease and stroke. And so that we spend millions and millions of dollars every year fighting those diseases. And that'll be a lot of our focus there.
Sean Terry, Secretary of Health for the Muscogee Nation. I'm Dan Potter, along with Rick Corey.
Sean, I know you guys are going to, as you said, do that walkthrough today. And the chief told me he has full expectations that this will happen. But is there any timetable? Once you've done this, I know there's an agreement in place, but you still have to get contracts signed. How soon do you think you'll actually be operating the facility?
Well, we hope to take possession of it very soon. I have to get the IT turned on and worked out. So that's going to mean installing our own network cables. That may take a few weeks to do that. So I'm hoping from an outpatient standpoint and just being able to open the doors and have be seeing some patients, I hope it's a matter of weeks, not months. So that's what we're hoping is going to happen.
I mean, I'm trying to kind of get in your head a little bit, because you had this need that you identified during the pandemic, as you said, and it was an urgent need. You were probably flailing around for, well, I mean, do we build a new place? What exactly do we do? And this, by good fortune, just kind of dropped in your lap. You've got an instant hospital here with very little to do in terms of building or renovating, it seems. That's pretty exciting.
It is. You're right. I mean, if we had to plan out a facility of this magnitude, it would be we would be 2 or 3 years in planning and construction.
Sure.
And this really just gave us the ability to walk in and turn the lights on and get started pretty quickly.
And is it a good thing it's in Tulsa, or would you have preferred to be in Ocmulgee? Or, I mean, now you're in the middle of the metro.
So one of the things about Tulsa is that they have large concentrations of specialists in Tulsa. Uh-huh. And so we have partnerships in Tulsa with various health systems and various physician groups in Tulsa. And one of the things about Ocmulgee and Okemah and where we're located is that if we put a patient in a hospital in Ocmulgee and that doctor is from Tulsa, if something happens in the middle of the night, it's a 30 to 40 minute drive down here. And so being in Tulsa allows us to have closer access to physicians and for physicians to have closer access to us. So that's really one of the advantages of being in the South Tulsa market. And we also have one of the largest concentrations of our citizens is really in that Tulsa zip code. So it really serves multiple purposes.
All right, let's talk about hiring a little bit. We had heard there were 400 employees there at CTCA. Some have moved along. You're going to need a lot of people. I'm assuming you may hire within the tribe first, but that's an assumption. So tell me about that. How many do you think you'll have? And do you think you'll have a lot of holdovers, not only in doctors, but in staff and personnel?
I don't really know about holdovers from Cancer Treatment Center. They closed that business as of last week, and so that's gone and closed. I'm sure that we're going to have employees that are currently with us that'll want to move to that location that may already live down there. So we'll open up those jobs for internal applicants to apply for. We may ultimately just have to reassign people from different locations down there, and then we will start hiring. And of course, as a nation, we have Indian preference hiring, so we always look at hiring natives. Well, when we're looking for employees, so that will be at the top of our list. And we're also going to be hosting various job fairs throughout the nation, looking for people. So I really can't give you an exact amount of how many people will be on that location. We're expecting that for the first few months, maybe up until the middle of next year, there'll probably be 100 to 125 people on that campus to get us up and rolling.
And Potter with Chief David Hill of the Muskogee Nation, which last night in the Nation Council voting unanimously to purchase the former Cancer Treatment Centers of America campus in Tulsa. Chief, what was the price that you've agreed to pay?
As of right now, it hasn't been made public yet. Okay. So I would kind of like to wait till it's finalized.
Sure. What will the funding source be when you do have that final price?
We have different options. To get with our controller and Mr. Terry, and we'll discuss that probably in the, if not today, it'll be Monday to discuss on how. But we have at least three different options to pay for it.
Lastly, and we've only got about a minute left, and I'm sorry for that, but let's talk very quickly about dropping the word Creek from Muskogee Creek Nation. I think a lot of people interpreted that as an attempt at somehow being PC, but it really wasn't about that, was it?
No, sir. You know, just to clarify that a lot of the, I guess the misconception was that I was removing the seal, which I'm not. That's constitutionally. This is for marketing purposes only, for our PR group and communications department, that they had approached me last year about having a logo and a branding. And also I have with me Jason Salzman, who's the director of communication, but it's kind of clear things up. But, you know, we're still having the seal. It's just a logo for our marketing department and, you know, just clarify for that. But if there's any questions, I have Jason Salzman's on here as well.
Well, we'll follow up with him. Unfortunately, out of time for this hour, but we will follow up with him and talk, because it's fascinating to me. I can see the Cherokee emblem in my head. I can see the Osage logo. But unless there's never been a Creek or a Muskogee logo, just the seal, right?
Yes, and it's not a rebranding. We never had one. Yeah. So it's a new one. Yes, it's just new. We never had one. Wow. Have no logo, just other than the seal. You know, various departments have their own logo as well to represent their department, and this is just representing Muskogee Creek Nation. I still had to present myself as Principal Chief of the Muskogee Creek Nation.
Gotcha. Well, Chief, you and Secretary Terry have been very candid with us. We appreciate the update, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That is Muskogee Principal Chief David Hill, 756.